projects. 239 were deemed 100% complete and operational, and 89 were expired due to noncompliance. I'd also point out that in accordance with the statute, we have initiated several statewide compliance checks, including a check on primary percutaneous coronary intervention, PCI programs, without on-site open heart surgical services and mobile MRI services. In addition, we'll be going through the hospital survey and looking at volumes for many different programs. I'd also like to point out that we discussed this last year, and throughout many of the commission meetings, we've discussed compliance and enforcement, and we think the first step in that is ensuring that we have the best data possible. Larry Horvath has been instrumental in making this much easier on the people who do the hospital surveys. And in return, we have begun finding those who are lacking timeliness in getting that survey in. So we had about 90% of them in the last that I saw, and we've notified them and forewarned them that this was coming, and we have found a few, and we'll continue to find them until they get their reports in. So. From a compliance standpoint, I think it's a good first step and a necessary first step to ensure that the data that you use to make decisions is as accurate as possible.
I thought it was quite somebody gave a report on 25% less open heart procedures and how many 50% are below the 300. Can you comment on the fact?
Well, certainly open heart's decreasing. I think the 25% is it's not a 1 year. It's over several years.
Okay.
And I don't think any of us are surprised at open heart. The open heart numbers are going down. I don't know the comparisons from last year, from the most previous year that we've reported to the year before that. And I think it was a slight decline, though, overall. The one thing that I would note on not meeting the 300 minimum count is that the effectiveness of the CONs occurred under at least three different standards. One had no volume requirement. There was a time frame when the volume requirement was 200. So saying that 50% doesn't meet the 300 does not mean 50% are not in compliance.
Oh,
many of those programs are in compliance.
Because the early ones had 200 as their standard.
200 or zero, yes.
Or
100. Okay, Brenda, there was a time frame with 100 even. So.
I only bring it up in the sense of sensitivity to the fact that we are only as good of a CON if there's meat in us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just create standards for which there is no there's no ramification of not meeting the standard, then we become equally useless. So I bring it up as an important that we should keep taking note of it, and I appreciate your explanation on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Administrative update, Bill Hart.
Yes, thank you. We're moving along pretty smoothly with the new reorganization that brings Larry's unit, who we've always referred to as the rich guys, into this division. Howsomever, looking at the last monthly statement coming out of our budget and finance people, I noticed that our collections are at 55% of what they should be. So the impact of the economic problems in Michigan is certainly coming through, and you can start to see it here within the numbers that support the Certificate of Need program.
Wow.
So we've decided that every